Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and DWD Secretary Reggie Newsom were in the Fox Valley to recognize Clean Power. The company recently added 50 jobs by winning a contract with Marinette Marine. Clean Power workers do janitorial work and, in the case of Marinette Marine, are trained to literally put out fires caused by welding. Governor Scott Walker may have some political fires to put out if he falls short of his job creation promises. But Clayfish says the administration has set aside about $120 million in different job training programs.
It's easy to get those flashy TV and radio stories when you have a big fat relocation. Those are really fun to talk about. They get communities really excited. But at the end of the day, small businesses create the majority of American jobs. They create the majority of Wisconsin jobs.
Last week, the DWD released jobs data from September to October. The department says 12,400 private sector jobs were created in that time. But it did not take into account that previous month's data were revised downward. Still, DWD Secretary Newsom says it's best to look at the smaller picture.
Every individual that we can get into a family-supporting job, one job at a time, is important because that individual didn't have an opportunity. Now they do have an opportunity.
An analysis of last week's data by PolitiFact indicates 96,500 jobs have been created thus far in Walker's term. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.